The Giants in search of their first three-game winning streak of the season, taking on the Reds, everyone wearing pink on Sunday, celebrating Mother's Day. 1-0 Giants, bottom of the first, looking for more, Buster Posey facing Tim Adelman.
With the runner at third base and a swing and a ground ball by the shortstop. Into left center field, that was a playable ball. And Peraza never got a glove on it. Giants lead 2-0, and this first inning is turning out to be rather ugly. Checking and pitching. And a hard hit, base hit to left. That's going to get two more runs in unless they have a play at the plate. And the ball is dropped by Mesoraco. Pretty good throw by Adam Duvall in left. Two-run single, 4-0, San Francisco. Runner goes, pitch is hammered down the left field line. That's going to go all the way to the wall. It's going to get two more runs in. And the Giants are rapidly turning this into a good old-fashioned butt whipping. 7-0 now.
3-2 from Samardzija. Ripped into left field and caught on the dive by Eduardo Nunez. And folks, I'm talking, that was a rocket. And an outstanding backhanded diving play by the Giants left fielder. Red Strand 2 trailing 7-0 as we head to the bottom of 3.
Coming out party and put the price tag on. Everybody passed out. Here's a high fly ball tattooed back into right center. It's out of here. Home run. Brandon Belt hits his 7th homer of the year, and now it's an 8-2 game.
The Giants win 3 in a row for the first time this year as they take it 8-3. That 8 runs ties a season high. Jeff Samardzija's first win of the year, allowing 3 runs in 6 2/3 innings, striking out 8. Tim Adelman had to leave the game with neck stiffness in the 2nd inning. The Reds drop 3-4 to the Giants, losing the series finale on Sunday. Manager Brian Price spoke after the game.
Yeah, it did. You know, Tim Adelman had some neck stiffness that came to light, you know, as the damage was being done, that he had a crick in his neck, whatever we may want to, neck stiffness, I guess, is what it's being called. And you want to try to gut it out. He's able to finish the first inning, but it was unrealistic. I think he could go out for more. And Aston took him a little bit to settle in, and by that time it's 7-0, and we had kind of an uphill battle from that point in time. Samardzija was pretty good. Limiting any type of big inning comeback to get us excited.
It looked like, just from body language, the way he was motioning, that Tim was just having trouble extending. Was that the major problem with the neck?
Yeah, anybody pitches long enough, even for those of us who didn't pitch that long, you know, you get a crick in your neck, especially on the side, where the same side that you're looking in. So for him to be on the left side looking into the catcher, is it more than anything prevents you from really having a good clear look at the target, and then when you do go to extend, that's probably when you feel it the worst. It does present quite a few challenges to try to pitch with it. So hopefully we'll get it mended and in a lot better place the next time he has to pitch.
Is it too hard right now to say if it'll be an extended absence or injury for him?
It would have to be. I'm not a doctor. Okay. I do know that these neck injuries should not be something that last, 4 or 5 days between starts. He gets the extra day with the off day. So, it should not be an issue.
Up next, the Reds travel to visit the Cubs on Tuesday. Bronson Arroyo takes the hill.